listening to the TJSideways.com podcast. Here is your host, TJ Buchenbarger.
Hello, world. Welcome to the TJ Slideways podcast on location from the 2016 5-Hour Energy Knoxville Nationals presented by Casey's General Stores. It's the day after the opening preliminary event for this season's Knoxville Nationals, where Shane Stewart held off Donnie Schatz through two late restarts to claim the feature victory. Jeff Swindell led the opening nine laps before Shane Stewart dove into turn one and slid up in front of Swindell to take the lead. Shortly after, though, Donnie Schatz was working his way through the field and moved up into the second spot and challenged Stewart for the lead. Stewart and Schatz exchanged the lead back and forth after a mid-race restart, with Stewart being able to hold him off. A final caution flag with eight laps to go gave Schatz one more opportunity, but Stewart pulled away for the victory. The dicing between Stewart and Schatz was extremely interesting, as Schatz appeared to be getting through turns one and two a little bit better, but Stewart was extremely fast through turns three and four, and that ended up being one of the main deciding factors of last night's main event. Chad Kemenaw, the All-Star Circuit of Champions point leader, picked up the final podium spot, as those three drivers were your top three from Wednesday night's preliminary feature. After one night of competition at the Knoxville Nationals, Darren Pittman is your high point man with 486 points. Jamie Veal is second, Donnie Schatz third, actually tied with Chad Kemenaw. The tiebreaker being there is the higher feature finish, so Schatz gets the third spot in points, fourth for Chad Kemenaw, and Shane Stewart rounded out the top five. You can go to TJSlideways.com to see the entire point breakdown after one night of the Knoxville Nationals. After the race, Stewart discussed his race for the lead with Donnie Schatz.
Yeah, he did. When he got by me there, he obviously just slid up a little bit trying to cover his line, and I was able to get turned down back underneath him. And the racetracks have actually been really, really good this whole year. Even when we came here with the outlaw races, they were good, and you could move around and race, and that's been nice. They've been doing a good job on the racetrack, but I was a little nervous on the restarts because I wasn't sure what to do. On Sunday, Madsen slid himself, and I was able to run the top and get a good run on him down the back straightaway, and I was actually afraid that he was going to do that, so it just worked out really good for us tonight.
Knoxville Raceway was a welcome sight for Stewart and the Larson Marks Racing Team, who has struggled throughout the summer on the World of Outlaws Craftsman Sprint Car Series. Knoxville seemed to be just the medicine the Larson Marks team needed to get out of their slump. Shane elaborated on that in the post-race press conference.
Just coming here, honestly. We've had some good runs here. We stumbled across a little bit of something last year with the car, and we kind of came back here with that same package, and it's been working okay for us. But yeah, you're right. We have been absolutely terrible the last month until really Peavely. We've had a couple good finishes there, and we're just in a slump, honestly. And hopefully the good runs here, and hopefully we have another one on Saturday. We can get ourselves out of that and carry some momentum out west and finish the year strong with Alice. Just coming here, honestly. We've had some good runs here. We stumbled across a little bit of something last year with the car, and we kind of came back here with that same package, and it's been working okay for us. But yeah, you're right. We have been absolutely terrible the last month until really Peavely. We've had a couple good finishes there, and we're just in a slump, honestly. And hopefully the good runs here, and hopefully we have another one on Saturday. We can get ourselves out of that and carry some momentum out west and finish the year strong with Alice.
Now, Donnie Schatz is a very strong second-place finisher on Wednesday night's preliminary event. While Schatz was rolling the bottom really well, it was interesting to hear him say, "I was struggling on the top of the racetrack a little bit, and that's what they were looking to get better for Saturday night." Schatz talked about maybe how the racetrack had changed a little bit since their first visit in June of this year.
"I wasn't really moving around. I was kind of married to the top. That's kind of what my game plan was. Trying to see how far the racetrack was going to get out there. I'm guessing that's what Saturday's going to bring, but you never know until it comes Saturday. We can make our race car roll on the bottom. It's a top that gets real tricky. The racetrack shape has changed a little bit since we were here in June. I think it's got a little bit flatter up there. It's a little bit harder to exit off of two and off of four. So You know, you got to throw a little something at it every now and then to see what how far to go. And the top was fast, but Shane made a he made a better line where he was racing. And it's just the way it goes. It, you know, there's guys on the bottom, there's guys on the top. It actually did make for a really great race. So glad to be in the hunt anyway.
2016 has kind of been a renaissance year for Chad Kemena, driving for the Hunter Racing Team and his brother Brian, turning the wrenches, turning in a stellar performance throughout the night that is likely going to end up locking him into Saturday night's A main event.
Huge for us. You know, my brother gets that thing pretty nice for me to drive every night, and we're able to move around and stay close to these guys, and that was, you know, key to only be in between us. But this takes a lot of pressure off of us. We can come here on, you know, Saturday, know we're locked into the thing, and hopefully we can keep going forward.
The Knoxville Nationals preliminary nights are some of the toughest nights in all of sprint car racing, with the point system weighted towards qualifying and feature being equal points. So you get the same amount of points for setting quick time here as you do for winning the feature. In heat races with 8 car inversions, you have to be on your game every time the car hits the racetrack. And especially the first 12 laps of the week, including qualifying and heat race, are the most intense of all sprint car racing. Stewart, Schatz, and Kemena elaborated on that in the post-race press conference on how difficult those nights are and how they approach them.
Well, honestly, I don't know how it is for these two guys, but it's the most nerve-wracking 12 laps of the whole season. You know, the thing is you got to put pressure on yourself to make 2 good, perfect laps, and then you got to concentrate on trying to get through the heat race, which in today's time is pretty tough, especially. You know, the track really wasn't that wide during the heat races, and as you guys saw, there was a lot of good cars that didn't make it out of the heat. And honestly, you can give your it's just a big sigh of relief after the heat race is over, whether you make it through there or not, because then I can just concentrate on racing.
He pretty much summed it up. It's your whole year. I mean, 2 laps of qualifying, or you waited 365 days from last year to do it, and heat races. In the light of the things that have happened in the last 7 days in the racing world, it's kind of you don't even want to get in your race car, but that's really the only safe place you feel. So that's how you deal with sorrow, and it makes it a real somber week, really, for me.
It's a big thing for us because we don't get a chance to come out here, so you know, we don't get no other than practice, that's it. So you know, your qualifying thing here is so huge. You get behind the 8-ball, then you can't catch guys like these, period. So to be locked in where we're at right now, this is finally get to catch our breath.
While Stewart was victorious, when you have someone that's won the race 9 out of the past 10 years, including the past 5 in a row, and he finishes second to you, and it's the same distance as Saturday's second leg, as the race is divided in half, 25 laps a break, and then another 25 laps. And that guy's Donnie Schatz. There's still a lot more work that needs to be done. Shane Stewart discussed what it's like going up against Schatz day in and day out, and what he thinks his team has to do to get better on Saturday night to beat Schatz for a Nationals title.
I mean, anytime you can beat this guy, it definitely gives you confidence, because here's the thing. I race with this guy day in and day out, and he's not only good at Knoxville, he's good at pretty much 80% of our racetracks we go to. So I might be good at the other 10, but I'm just saying, like, he's tough. He does a great job. His team does a great job. And yeah, of course, I think it gives us some confidence going into Saturday. But, you know, it's a totally different race on Saturday. It's 25 laps and then another 25 laps. And to beat him, you got to be perfect every 50. And that's sometimes tough to do.
While we have a moment, I'd like to thank our sponsors for making our trip to the 2016 Knoxville Nationals possible. All-Star Performance, Attica Raceway Park, Bailey's Racing Engines, Engine Pro, Maxim Chassis, Must See Racing, Oswegan Speedway, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, Slade Shock Technology, Specialty Fuels and Logistics, and the Drivers Project. In a twist of irony, earlier in the day on Wednesday, I had a chance to talk to a pair of drivers that ended up tangling during the first heat race of the evening and produced one of the wildest incidents of the week so far. Daniel Harding is in his first season in the United States, racing over Australia's winter, and the Knoxville Nationals will be his final event on his North American tour. Here's what Harding had to say about his first trip to America to go racing throughout the summer. So, Daniel, this was your first trip racing in America. Was it anything like you thought it would be? What was the biggest difference, maybe, and what was pretty much like you thought it would be?
It's pretty much what I thought. I knew it was going to be tough racing, and the tracks are different. The car specs are a little bit different with the wings and the tires and stuff. And just there's a lot of depth in the competition here. I think it's awesome. Any night we can head to 10, 15 different tracks, and each track's got 30-plus cars, and so a good competition. So, yeah, to me it's been tough for sure, but, it's been fantastic. I wouldn't – if I could do it every year for the next 10 years, I'd do it for sure. And hopefully I've learned enough over here to go back home and step the program up back home. So, no, I couldn't fault it. The only thing I could fault is my performances, but, it's first time seeing some of the tracks, and we'll get working on that for next year.
What do you think that it helped you improve on as a driver the most coming over here this summer?
Number one, the amount of laps. I'm fortunate enough to work with two good guys over here, Rob Hart and Rod Laraway. They've been on the Outlaw Tour for a while, and I know the business well, and they've coached me a lot as well. So, just a lot of the laps, the different tracks, the competition. As soon as you let your guard down for a second, you're 3-4 cars back, so make a mistake and you're losing places. So just the intensity of it's definitely picked up over here, and hopefully all that stuff I can take home and help me move forward back there.
How do you feel about your chances here? You've been here a couple times to race, and what does it feel like to be at the Nationals finally as a competitor?
Yeah, it's exciting. I've never been here for the Nationals to watch. I've only watched it on internet back home, normally during working hours, so it's been tough, but I'm really excited. Probably been here about 5 or 6 times, and this track is I've really struggled here, and we ran the 360 Nationals last week, and we learned a lot and improved a lot, and I got a lot of confidence out of that. And then the Captain Classic was it was a good confidence builder, but we didn't really run as good as we thought we could. So I'm really looking forward to tonight. We got a fresh car and fresh motor, and the boys have been working hard a week, so hopefully I can put a good lap together for qualifying and we have a good night.
What are your plans for Australia this year? Where are they going to see you racing?
Not sure when I'm going to start yet, but we'll definitely be contracted to World Series again, and we'll go all the way through to the World Series, and the Cricket Boys race will be our last race. And we'll do Australian titles and the Classics and the Scott Darleys and all the big shows there, and just not sure when we're going to start yet. Probably look around Sydney at the start of October, and we'll look forward to hopefully putting our best foot forward and try to get a few wins.
Dan, it's been a pleasure to have you here this summer. Hopefully we'll get to see you again next summer.
Yeah, hopefully, I'll be working to be back here next year, and hopefully for a bit longer as well. So, thanks to everyone I've been here. It's been all the All-Stars and the Outlaw guys have all been great. So, looking forward to getting back.
All right, thanks, Daniel.
All right, thank you.
Every year at the Knoxville Nationals, there are several ASDS 360 sprint car teams that come to the Nationals, and it's one of the few times they participate in 410 sprint car racing. I took a moment to talk to Matt Covington to discuss what it's like to come to the biggest sprint car racing in the world and having to convert over to the 410 formula and go 410 racing when it's not something they do on a regular basis. At the Knoxville Nationals with Matt Covington. Matt, first of all, how many 410 races are you able to squeeze in your busy ASDS schedule?
It's looking about like five this year. Ran the World of Outlaw races at Devil's Bowl, and that's all the 410 races I've ran this year so far, except for the Capitani Classic. So I'm up to 3. Tonight should be 4, and hopefully Saturday night's A-feature is going to be 5.
That would be good. So for an ASCS guy that doesn't do it a lot, what do you have to do to adapt to not doing the 410 stuff as much when you come to do it?
There's a couple things that you have to do a little bit different. Mainly the the line like you run when you're running the cushion. You know, 360 car, you kind of bump the right rear up next to the cushion, and everything's good and dandy. 410 car, you got to lay it up in there, or you're just going to blow the tires off of it, you know, through the whole corner. That's a little bit different. You notice the speed a little bit, but the car's being 100 pounds lighter. It feels more maneuverable. You got the horsepower there to get you out of trouble when you need it, but you also have the horsepower there that'll smoke the tires in a couple laps if you're not careful, which your 360 won't do. They're fun. You know, I really enjoy running a 410. I'd like to do it more often. Just with our commitments and stuff with the American Sprint Car Series keeps our busy pretty our schedule pretty full right now. But 410 racing is a ton of fun, no doubt about it.
You have any plans outside of ASCS for the rest of the season?
Not for sure. You know, we will fit in any 410 race we can. You know, on a weekend off. I was looking at the schedule earlier today, and there was a couple weekends there that are off. And you know, if it works out right, and there's a race close enough to us, and we'll be to it 410 race, whether it's with the Maui Series or the World of Outlaws or you know, maybe Knoxville up here, whatever it is. Well, hopefully we can fit a couple more 410 races in our schedule this year. We should be able to, but I don't know. I can't tell you exactly where I'm going to be yet.
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you for explaining for our readers a little bit of the differences between the 360 and the 410 when you don't do it as much as some of these guys do. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, not a lot different. You know, this is the exact same car I ran the 360 Nationals with. A little bit stiffer compression shocks. You can carry a little bit more wing speed into the corners, but the biggest thing is just having a car that's 100 pounds lighter and having a car that makes a couple hundred more horsepower. So it's a lot of fun, and it has its own challenges. You know, 360 racing has its challenges, and just like 410 racing has its own challenges. But mainly trying to keep a tire right up in the moisture, whether it's your left rear tire or your right rear tire, all the time with this 410. It'll help keep you from really smoking these tires down.
All right, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
Thanks a lot.
That will wrap up this edition of the TJSlideways.com podcast. I'd like to thank Shane Stewart, Donnie Schatz, Chad Kavanaugh, Daniel Harding, and Matt Covington for all the great information about Wednesday night's preliminary program. Make sure to check out all of our Knoxville Nationals coverage, everything from race reports, photo galleries, notebooks, podcasts, and more, available on TJSlideways.com. Thank you for listening, and have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the TJ Slideways podcast.